Hello, welcome back to the Right State of Mind podcast. It is your host, Charlie, and I am back with another episode ready to get into it. I have one of my good friends here. For you A1 Day 1 listeners, this will be a familiar voice, Miss Dina Taylor. She was on an episode a little while back. I can't remember the exact date, but a little while back, and we have her here again. What's up, Dina?
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. We are happy to have you back on.
Well, thank you. Happy to be back.
I know it's been a little absence, and y'all, I'm going to be honest, sometimes this audio shit gets the best of me, but we're gonna make it work this time. Got her back on. Yes, we're going to make it work this time. Got her back on. Excited to get into it. How have you been?
Pretty good. Staying busy.
Oh, yeah. That's the name of the game. That's kind of goes along with this episode, right?
Right, yeah.
All right, so for those of you who have not heard that episode and or is not familiar with Dina, I will let you go ahead and like give a little introduction so that people know who you are or know a little bit about you.
Okay. All right, sure. So I am Dina Taylor. I am a licensed clinical mental health counselor as well as a licensed clinical addiction specialist. I've been doing this for about 12 years now. A little bit of all kinds of different things, individual counseling, marriage counseling, the paperwork side of things. I'm married. I have been for about 9 years and I have 2 kids, 15 and 7.
Hey, dinasthebomb.com. So funny story, Dina actually used to be my boss once upon a time. It's very funny to think about now, but yes.
It is. Many, many years ago. It's been quite a while.
Yes. Okay. You didn't have to say quite a while. It made me feel like I'm 50 years old. But yes, it was a long time.
I
it was
feel actually 50 years old. Yeah.
Very, very, very true. It was actually my first job out of grad school when I first moved to Charlotte. So that's kind of where I got started. And Dina was my boss and we became good friends and we're still friends to this day. Yeah. And it's one of those funny things where it's like, we're such good friends. It's funny to think about like, this person was my boss once upon a time, told me what to do, this and that.
Yeah, it's funny, but I think, you know, I've made some of the best friends that I had, you know, working there, honestly.
That is very true, because I, you know, me, you, and there's like a couple others that we still talk to this day. And like you said, many years ago. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into this episode. We have been talking about getting back on, doing another episode, and we kind of narrowed it down to a couple of topics, but I think, you know, we want to talk about today that day-to-day grind kind of, you know, we're in 2023, about to be 2024, which is kind of crazy to think about, but 2023, just how fast paced things are. And I know that I'm talking to a lot of people who are struggling and like, they're having this stress of managing like day-to-day stuff. I'm not even talking about like anything crazy. I'm talking about normal day-to-day activities and things, and people have trouble with that. And I think you were saying, you know, now that you're seeing some private practice clients, you're kind of hearing the same thing.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure. I think, you know, the stress of day-to-day, whether it's working a job or working more than one job, a lot of people I know are having to, you know, work multiple, you know, to pull in multiple sources of income just to get by and kind of make ends meet, as well as, you know, managing all the other stuff, household responsibilities, children, you know, and just life in general is a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And I'll ask you to get started. What is it kind of just what you say? Like, what's the common struggle or theme that you're seeing? Is it the finances? Is it something else? What's the thing that you're hearing the most?
I mean, I think I hear a lot about finances. I think there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things are a lot more expensive now than they were, you know, 5-10 years ago. And, you know, to be in a place, you know, I think we've talked about this before, but I think a lot of people feel like they're in a place that they're, you know, the best that they've ever been in their career. They're further along than they've ever been. They are, you know, have good jobs and making at what point was really good money. And they're still struggling like they just got out of school or just, you know, they're not, you know, in the place that they feel like they should be financially.
Yeah, that is so true. Like that is a common theme today, you know, and it's just, the world that we live in now, it is a very, you know, it's, everything's expensive, and it does feel like, and it's kind of crazy to think about, it does feel like unless you have a job that pays like very, very well, it does feel like you have to kind of do other things. That's why the theme of side hustles is such a common thing today. Like, I feel like everybody has something that, that they do on the side. Like, I have friends that DJ on the side. I have friends that have like maybe like a little side business or something. It does feel like nowadays one source of income isn't enough. Even therapists, like I'm actually trying to, I'm actually trying to get into this of a lot of therapists, they don't just do one-on-one therapy. They do other things to kind of have a, you know, a supplemental income for things. And I think that's because in today's world, it's hard to feel like one source of income is enough. And it's so crazy because it feels like you're at the best place you've ever been when it comes to, you know, bringing in income. And then, nope, I got to go do something else because this doesn't feel like enough. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it's interesting you say that because I've never, the last 2 years is probably the first time I've had like some sort of side hustle to make additional money. And I don't know if that's just because of the cost of everything or because I feel like it's needed just to get by. But I know a lot of people right now that feel like they have to do something else other than, I mean, even if it's driving for Uber or, you know, DoorDash or something like that to supplement. And it's not even to live like an extravagant lifestyle. It's just to kind of make ends meet.
For sure. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I know my girlfriend, if she's listening to this, she's going to laugh because she gets on me all the time about not sitting still. I have a hard time like just sitting down. And that's because in my mind, it's hard for me to kick my feet up where I'm not where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? Or just like when I have goals to go out there and accomplish, like if there's a, like when I say that, my goal is to be at a certain place financially. And until I'm there, I have a hard time just sitting down. I feel like I have to go make stuff happen, do this, do that. So I'm always constantly moving and trying to find something to get into, a side hustle, something, a business kind of idea. I'm always thinking of something. And for me, it's like, because until you get there, maybe that's just me, how I was raised. I have a hard time just sitting down and relaxing. Now, I'll be honest, I could definitely do a better job of relaxing, but I think it's that stress that we're talking about right now with the day-to-day just to get by of always needing to do something. And then for somebody like you, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, now we're just talking about the individual. What about when you have kids, multiple kids, not one, multiple kids?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, it's, I have learned the dynamic of what a family is much different than it probably was when we were kids or our parents were kids or things like that. I don't know anyone who is able to function in like a one income household. Everybody that I know that has kids or is married, both parents absolutely have to work because, you know, how do you do it? And kids are expensive. I mean, you take a look at, I mean, if you have infants or toddlers, I mean, diapers and formula and all these things. And, you know, you think it gets easier the older they get. But then, you know, now having a 15-year-old, it's, you know, oh my gosh, he's getting his license. There's a car. There's college. If he wants to go to college, like, how do we afford to pay for that? You know, it's, you know, in a perfect world, you'd be planning financially and saving. But I think it's very difficult to do that. And, you know, when we're having to have second jobs to make ends meet.
Yeah. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our segment on birth control. I'm just kidding. Anybody listening to that that don't have kids are like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of where my mind went. It's just like that. Yeah, I'm kind of being real, but yeah, that is kind of what I'm saying. We're talking about individual, and I can't imagine just the stress that that brings along. It can be a lot to navigate. It can be a lot to kind of make sure or see how do I best get through this and live the kind of life that I want to live. So as we do, you know, when we have people that are talking to us about this stuff, we, you know, it's our job to kind of help them navigate through that. So I'm curious of some stuff that you're saying and stuff that you think about, because there are things that I think about that help get through the day to day. And I think, you know, it'd probably be a good idea to kind of discuss some of those things. What do you think about this? Because for me, when you have a lot of responsibilities and you're a busy person, where it starts mm-hmm. is the start for me, so to speak, like that morning routine of like getting my mind yeah. right and trying to attack the day. Is that something that you talk about and you work with clients on, of just kind of how to set the tempo? That's kind of what I think of it as. I'm setting the tempo here for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, planning and budgeting, or, you know, if it's a financial stressor or if it's the stress of getting everything done in a day, is really planning and, you know, having a goal of what you would like to accomplish. And it doesn't always have to be something extravagant, right? Like, I think when we think goals, we think of these like big long term, I want to be have X amount of dollars in my bank account, where it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. It can be, today, out of all the things I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure my laundry's done. And yeah. I'm going to praise myself and give myself grace to not do more than that. And it's interesting because I literally just talked to somebody last night about kind of finances and the stress of the day-to-day. And their words verbatim were, I work too hard to not be able to go out to dinner if I want to go out to dinner. And I said, I hear you. Like, I hear you. I feel that, like, in my soul. However, understanding this is just temporary. You know, this does not have to be a permanent thing that I, you know, watch what I do or manage my time differently. Like, this is just a temporary solution. And that there's always light at the end of the tunnel. There's always, it will always get better.
Yeah. When I tell you, I felt that in my soul just now. I felt that mm-hmm. in my soul when they said that. Because I've mm-hmm. said that same mm-hmm. thing. I've said that same thing of like, that's why I have a hard time sitting down. Because I'm like, I think to myself, you're trying to tell me that we've came all this way just to live like this. Like mm-hmm. I could have just graduated mm-hmm. from high school and got a regular job if it's just a, you know, check the check thing. If I would have just not gone to college and just started a job and just work my way up in a company or something, you could have done this. So that's, I feel that person who said that, I feel that one for sure, because mm-hmm. it can feel like that. It can feel like that, mm-hmm. meaning like what I'm doing is not enough. I can't even go to dinner. I can't go on trips. I can't do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. It can definitely feel like that. And some of that is real, but I think a lot of that mm-hmm. also cannot be real. You know, it can be that anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I think another thing to mm-hmm. think about is the world that we live in. You know, the world that we live mm-hmm. in, the stuff that is promoted, the stuff that is shown all the time, big one being social media. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go on social media enough and you follow certain accounts and certain people, you can look at that and it can make you feel like your life ain't enough. You know, my life is not good enough. My life is, you know, look what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Look with it. And that's why I preach mm-hmm. not comparison, you know, not comparing myself to others. But I think that is a part of it too. Do you have a lot of people that are coming in and they struggle with that comparison on social media and the people around mm-hmm. them that they're seeing?
For sure. And I think that, you know, it can be a good motivator for us, but then it can also be very detrimental to the way that we feel. Like you said, not feeling like we're enough or feeling like we need to be further along and comparing ourselves to others. But I think the biggest thing, and I realized this probably within the last few days, I think after the first time we talked, is, you know, we see this, we see the appearance of what people put out there. And of course, they're only going to put the good out there. They're not going to show us, you know, the credit card debt they have to buy that thing or to go on that vacation, mm-hmm. that, you know, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So while everything might look great surface level, that isn't always what is going on. And really realizing that and understanding that I don't need to compare myself to anybody, because I've said it before. I've looked at people before and I'm like, how in the world do they afford that house? Or how did they afford that new car? Like, I can't afford a new car. And like, I feel like we're better off in a better place than they are. Like, how are people managing this? And I think that's the thing, is we don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
100%. You are preaching the gospel. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. People only show highlight reels on social media. Nobody's mm-hmm. going to, like you said, mm-hmm. nobody's going to show you the bad part. Nobody's going to show you the struggling part. So when it comes to navigating mm-hmm. the day-to-day and kind of looking at your life and where you're at, I definitely always encourage, do not compare. You don't know the full story. Mm-hmm. More so focus on kind of what you're doing and what you have going on. And for me, you know, it starts with, you know, one of the words I use the most in therapy sessions is intention. You know, I use that word because, and you can probably relate to this. I mean, how many people do you have sit across from you and they talk about goals that they have? Like, this is what I want to do. And this is who I want to be, blah, blah, blah. And I always say, like, you only meet with me for an hour at best, an hour, maybe once a week, once every other week. That's a whole lot of time outside of this office. That's 23 other hours in a day. You know, I mean, we only meet for a short period of time. So if you're sounding good in here, but then you leave the room and you do what you always do, and you're not like really focusing and trying to work towards it, I don't know about for everybody else, but for me, that's only lip service. So being very intentional about this is what I want to do and this is how I want to do it, I think is so important, even with something like navigating the day to day, because in today's world, this is something I joke about, I laugh about. I feel like time is moving so damn fast. Like, it's faster than it ever. Like, we're about to go into another year. That's crazy to me. We're about to go into 2024. Mm-hmm. So with time moving so fast, goals and things that you are trying to do can get away from you. You know, you can look up and 3 months gone by and that goal that you talked about, you ain't even started, or you started, but then you didn't really get anywhere. So being very intentional about this is how I want to do it, this is how I'm going to do it, even with the day to day, when you wake up in the morning and you have a morning routine, you set out and you plan for that day. I think that's just so important for me.
Yeah, I mean, it sets the tone for the day, right? I think that we often get these ideas of these big, massive goals we have to have, that like, I want to be, you know, I want a better job, or I want X amount of money in my bank account, or I want to buy a new car. And we can become overwhelmed with the severity of that goal, right? Like, it's going to take a lot to make that happen. So I think that what I found, and I also talk to people about, is kind of breaking that big goal into smaller goals of, you know, I want to lose weight. Okay, well, what does that look like? Maybe my goal this week is just to go to the gym 3 times a week, and really kind of making it smaller. That way it's easier to kind of meet.
Yeah, for sure. I 100% agree. And another big one, when you have these plans, they are like, you remember the old saying, you want to make God laugh, you tell him your plans. You remember people say that all the time? Because I think another
he's
one
just
is
gonna
like,
come in and like,
yeah, because I think one of the things that people struggle with is, you know, when you do that and you set the tone and you have this intention, another kind of place I want to talk about is like how important grace is. I say that because a lot of times, man, a plan sounds good when you talk about it. A plan's like, I could have the best plan in my mind. This is kind of how I want this to go. I think a critical part of that is learning how to deal with setbacks, like learning how to deal with like, what if it doesn't go completely, you know, the way I wanted it to go? It doesn't go according to plan. And something happens, you know, something happens where I have to kind of change up my strategy a little bit. People get very discouraged, you know, when something doesn't happen for the way they thought it would happen. And that can kind of, you know, make a person say, you know what, forget it. It's not even worth it. I'm not even going to do it. And the next thing you know, 6 months gone by. So when it comes to dealing with setbacks, like, what is your viewpoint of what you kind of say when they come in and they have to kind of deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that setbacks are just like a normal thing. It happens all of the time. We can have a plan and just to be less rigid, right? Like, we got to be flexible. And, you know, if a setback happens, maybe there's a reason. Maybe it's a learning experience. Maybe it's something, you know, we got to try to look at it as a positive, right? Like, it's not necessarily an end all be all. You know, you take it, you adjust, and then you move forward.
100% agree. You can't be so rigid because, you know, in my opinion, you know, when you set a goal and you have to do something, you almost kind of have to expect something to kind of go left a little bit. You know, I don't really know a lot of people. I can't tell you one time where I've set a goal or a plan to do something and it went like exactly the way I wanted it to go. Usually there's some kind of hiccup or something. You know, rarely does something go exactly the way that you want it to go. So I recommend just kind of going into it knowing there's a chance that something can happen and being able to wiggle, being able to adjust on the fly. Because in my opinion, if if you're a person that can't really adjust and kind of handle setbacks, you're going to have a hard time accomplishing any goal. I mean, I think you're going to have a hard time just because, like I said, I don't know many people who can say, I set something, I started it, and it went exactly the way I wanted it to, perfectly, with no hiccups. I don't know a lot of people like that. I don't know many people who who have businesses that can say that. I mean, look at look at Bill Gates. This is an example I use all the time. I mean, we look at it and say, oh, richest man in the world, or one of the, I don't know about now, it's 2023, about to be 2024, but we all talk about the success, but nobody talks about the first failed business. You know, nobody talks about that. You know, the first one failed. So I'm thinking in my head, like, what if he just would have said, oh, you know what? I'm done. It failed. I'm never going to try again. We wouldn't be talking about the richest man in the world now. What I'm assuming, I don't know him, but what I'm assuming is whatever happened in the failure probably took that, learned from it, and started Microsoft, and now he's rich, is what I'm assuming. And that's kind of how we are. Or that's kind of how we need to be, is just kind of learning how to set back, learn from it, and just move forward. Because a lot of times failure, it can be a discouraging thing, but in a lot of success stories, failure is a part of success. So just using that as motivation.
I think in every success story, right? Like every success story has some sort of failure. You can watch any of these like documentaries or these, you know, even these football documentaries that are on Netflix or things like that. You see the struggles or the injuries or the things that came about that you can't plan for.
Yep. 100%. 100%. And another place that I want to kind of talk to you about, because as you do all this, you know, it can be, it can be very tough. You know, it can be a draining situation, or it can be, you know, a lot of work, which it should be. If you're trying to really accomplish anything, it's going to be work. What about like self-care stuff, like taking care of yourself while you're doing all this, like the day-to-day grind? Because when you say grind, a grind can bog you down, you know, a grind can drain. So like, what, like, how important is it to, you know, while you're doing this and while you're trying to grind day to day, accomplish goals, how important is it to take care of yourself while you're doing all this?
I mean, the most important, I don't know any other way to say it other than that. I think that, you know, what I always tell people is like, you can't give from an empty cup, right? Like if you're giving and you're doing and you're, you know, all of these things, at some point, like, you're gonna be empty. And if you're not doing something to kind of fuel yourself, then it nothing will go well. I mean, I think we can fake it for a period of time and we can just kind of push through and go through the motions. But I think that, you know, and self-care, I think a lot of people don't understand, like, self-care doesn't have to be like a spa trip. It doesn't have to be like I'm getting a massage or I'm, you know, manicure, or, you know, like, it doesn't have to be anything like that. Like, it can simply be, you know, for me as a parent, as a spouse, like, it can be taking a shower and not being bothered.
Yeah. Bet you do that quite a
like,
bit.
Like, it doesn't have to be this, like, yeah, this, like, elaborate thing. You know, it can be reading a book for 30 minutes out of the day. You know, it doesn't have to involve money or trips, or, you know, it can just be like, I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah. And I think that's a key thing to remember. Like, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't have to be these big things that we plan to spend a lot of money on. It can be something as simple as blocking out time for yourself just to recharge. I think that whole recharging thing is so important. Like, even for us in a, you know, in a spot where you're helping and giving yourself to others, like, you have to kind of show up. I always think to myself, man, it'll be hard for me to sit across from somebody and help them if I have nothing to give. Like, if I'm drained, if I'm not in a good place, it'd be hard for me to show up for people. And I can say that for anybody who's in any kind of role, parent, whatever your job is, relationships with family, if you're a mom, dad, whatever it is, it's hard to show up for people if you're not good. So I think, like, that self-care piece and taking care of yourself while also trying to navigate day-to-day grind is so important, because for you to give your best effort towards whatever grind you're doing, you got to make sure you're good, or you're like you say, you're pouring from an empty cup, and not good. So I think self-care is, like, so important in, you know, practicing that grace. And I think that's one thing that people forget. When you're so focused on accomplishing something, you can forget about self-care a lot of times. You know, that can get lost.
It's normally like the first thing to go, right? Like, if we have all of these things going on, taking care of ourselves is like, okay, well, that's not as much of a priority as, you know, X, Y, and Z. But it should be.
100%. That's why I think a lot of people do that. It's so easy to focus on other stuff other than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with all that being said, what would you say has been like your biggest or the biggest thing that you've learned when it comes to navigating that day-to-day grind? And I guess that can also go with like advice or tips that you have for people that are kind of navigating that now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I mean, I see it with people and I've had to work on this within myself too, to figure out ways that I'm able to do all the things that I'm able to do. And I think, you know, structure and planning and really just focusing on what is necessary, right? Like what are the needs versus wants in this moment? And really kind of putting that into perspective of, you know, if I got to make all these things happen, what's the most important thing? And, you know, allowing myself to not be perfect, right? Like, you know, it goes along with giving yourself grace that like, I can only do so much and that's okay.
Very, very well said. I think that is so important, that grace, because I think is along the journey is going to be some ups, downs, you know, some challenges and all that. So I definitely think that is important. And that goes with the same thing I'll say is I think just being very intentional about what you're trying to do. I think time management is so important and planning is so important to get things done and accomplish it. But at the same time, making sure you're taking care of yourself and practicing grace. I always say this, the best you can do is the best you can do. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm trying my best, that's the best I can do. So as long as you're doing the best you can and you're doing it like with full effort and you're trying, you know, if you do that enough, chances are you will accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. You just got to be consistent and disciplined. Those are like the two biggest keys for me. With those two things, and like I said, practice that grace, make sure you're taking care of yourself. And I think, you know, we might have a chance to get through this day-to-day grind because in 2023, about to be 2024. The grind is something real. The grind is real. So, you know, and on this podcast, Right State of Mind, we want to make sure that you're in the right state of mind to be able to navigate that day-to-day grind. Because I hate to tell you, time is not getting any slower. It's going to just keep on feeling faster and faster. So you better buckle up. But Dina. Yeah,
the older we get, the faster it goes.
100%. 100%. But that's about it for this episode. Dina, I want to thank you so much again. Loved having you on again. Hopefully this is not the last time. Maybe next time we won't take as big of a gap. You know, I want to have like a little Right State of Mind
family.
We won't
wait like 2 years. I think it's been like 2 years or something. So we need to just do this more regularly.
Yes. I tell you that time, to hear that it's been 2 years is kind of crazy to think about. It doesn't feel like that, but the time goes fast. But yeah, hopefully not the last time. We'll get you back on. Want to thank you so, so much again for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. All right, Right State of Mind family, that's it for this episode. Of course, as always, rate, review, subscribe, help your boy out. I would love the support here. And also social media, Right State of Mind Pod, TikTok, Right State of Mind Podcast. Thank y'all so much. We are out for this episode. Peace.